Hey, you want that to go?
Well, we go to the Gulf of Mexico, where they tried over the weekend to lower a dome over a gushing oil well that's still leaking oil into the Gulf of Mexico. It didn't work because Mother Nature complicated things. Ice crystals clogged the dome and caused it to float. They had to move the dome about 650 feet away and go back to square one. Captain Kathy Wilkinson joins us. She operates an ecotourism business in southern Mississippi. I'm sure she, like others in the Gulf, are watching this very, very closely. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
So you weighed in on our website to indicate just how difficult the predicament is for tourism businesses, particularly an ecotourism business. I'm wondering how closely you watched the developments over the weekend and how crestfallen you were to learn that this dome plan isn't necessarily going to work.
Well, yeah, very much so. We've all been watching and wondering where the, you know, how much more oil is going to pump into the Gulf of Mexico and where it's going to go.
And in the territory that you're most familiar with, have you heard any reports of these tar balls coming ashore that they're trying to confirm the source of, that the actual eco damage is beginning?
I did read a report late last week about tar balls being found on one of our barrier islands. So that indicates that, you know, things are sort of moving this way, at least in the form of the refuse from the oil spill.
Now, in your blog post at thetakeaway.org, you mentioned just how the phones are not ringing, that normally they would be ringing, and I suspect the fact that the phones aren't ringing is one reason we can get a hold of you this morning, that no one else is calling except to talk about what's going on with the spill. Do you get the impression, Kathy, that maybe the experts don't know what they're doing down there? First we're going to do the dome, then it doesn't work, then we're going to try a smaller dome. They were even talking about making new islands in the Gulf to block the spill. What do you think of all that?
I just don't even know what to say. I mean, I hate to think that this is their contingency plan, and I hate to think that there are, you know, hundreds if not thousands of oil rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
That could, you know, I mean, is this the best they can react to that?
Well, that's, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people are going to say, oh, Hockenberry, you know, you're against the oil industry. You're trashing these people who are trying to fix this. But really, what I'm trying to get at is you folks down there have to have faith, total faith in this industry, right?
Well, we do. And trust me, I've always been pretty much a proponent of the oil industry. I felt like they meet our needs. They work hard. I'm rethinking.
Well, and they are working. Let's just be fair. They are working very hard to try to stop this. It's certainly in no one's interest. I got a business idea for you, Kathy.
What's that?
What about ecotourism to come down and, you know, we'll put you up, but you can help clean up this mess?
Well, absolutely. We'll be glad to do that whenever. The thing is, the oil hasn't come ashore yet. We don't know where it really will. Right now, it's looking like it's going toward the Louisiana marsh, which will further devastate the seafood industry and the charter boat fishing industry. But, you know, we just don't know right now where it's going and what it's going to do to us.
And in terms of the people in Mississippi, you don't feel like you've dodged a bullet at all. You're not out of the woods.
Oh, absolutely not. This is not a static thing. As long as oil's being pumped into the Gulf, and as long as it's moving around with the currents and the winds, we're at risk.
What's the name of your business, Kathy?
Eco Tours of South Mississippi.
All right. She's Captain Kathy Wilkinson of Eco Tours in Southern Mississippi, waiting for that oil to come ashore and trying to count up the damage that's possible from the oil spill in the Gulf. Again, an attempt to cap it over the weekend, unsuccessful. Captain Kathy Wilkinson, like others, crossing their fingers and holding their breaths. Thanks so much.
And that oil slick was actually a topic of conversation among our listeners as well.
Richard, New York City. It's a damn shame that the Gulf Shores are being polluted by the BP oil leak. Obviously, our government, again, refuses to protect our environment in a common sense way. Where was the EPA? Where's the federal government? How come it's not mandated and enforced to have booms and protective devices and plans in place? There's a lot of oil rigs in the Gulf Coast. Where are you, government?
Well, of course, there's plenty of government representatives down there. NOAA is involved in monitoring the situation. The Coast Guard, of course, is the lead agency involved in trying to help clean it up along with BP. We also took time in our Friday program to honor all of the mothers in the world with a look at our favorite moms in TV and cinema.
My favorite movie mom is the mother in Psycho. She was a strict disciplinarian, and every time her son Norman acted out, she would put down her foot and sometimes her knife.
That was very helpful, Richard. I wonder what your mother thinks of that. Kind of a trend here. He's not the only one who loved a tough mom.
Martine calling from Brooklyn. When you talk about film mom, you got to talk about Sarah Connor in The Terminator.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That was my pick, too. But come on, there's room for some nice moms out there, right? Danny in Savannah, Georgia, posts on thetakeaway.org. My favorite movie mom is Sophia from Golden Girls, played by Estelle Getty.
Thank you for being a friend.
If you have a favorite
Wait
a minute, pop
is
culture...
Is Danny friends with Leo?
Hey, that's another there's Golden other people Girl that reference. Like the Golden Girls besides just our producer, Leo. But if you still have some moms to suggest, you can leave a comment at thetakeaway.org. And speaking of the Golden Girls, John, were you up late on Saturday? Did you see
no.
Betty White on Saturday?
I didn't watch SNL, but I will see it on YouTube. But Betty White is so hugely talented, and I've always thought I've been watching Betty White since she used to be married to Alan Ludden on Password, the original Password back in the 60s.
I don't actually know what Password is.
I know, right. I know.
We
you
talked
were born
about-
in the, what, the 90s?
What,
like
no!
No.
It would make me like 10. What's the matter with you? We talked about Betty White last Friday, and I wonder what is the review from our listeners. If you watched it and you have a review, give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE, or give us your six-word review of Betty White on Saturday Night Live. If you didn't see it, they've got lots of clips on the internet. Go take a look.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.